For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I literally woke up from bed like maybe 30 minutes ago, and these are the first words that I'm speaking all day. So if I have a little bit of morning voice, please excuse. I have water next to me. I think it's going okay, but I'm probably going to listen back and be like, why didn't I just film this tonight? But I don't want to film it tonight. I want to film it first thing when I wake up. So here I am doing it the first thing in the morning that I'm doing. Podcasts always start my day off on like such a good note. So I'm like, what if I did it first thing in the morning? Because I typically really like to film like late at night or on Sunday nights. Sunday nights really just like hit so different. But I'm filming this on a Friday morning. And I have a pretty, it's actually not really long. It's a great day that I have in front of me today. I'm very excited because I have 3 meetings that I'm very excited for. And then I'm going to get my nails done after. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do with my nails. By the time this episode goes up, I'll probably have posted them on Instagram. You guys can look at the nail highlight on my Instagram. I'm deciding between a couple, but anyway. That's besides the point. What was the point of that? Oh yeah, I'm excited to do my podcast this morning, but excuse my morning voice if it sounds like I just woke up and I'm a little groggy because I did just wake up and I am a little groggy. Okay. I wanted to catch you guys up on a couple of things in my life before we get into today's topic, which I'm very excited about. Today's topic is how to start showing up as your higher self in 2021. If it's like 2025 when you're listening to this, I'm more than certain that this all still applies. So whenever you're listening to this, welcome. I was going to say if you're listening in 2020, but you're definitely not because that would be in the past unless you're a time traveler. That'd be cool. Let me know how you did it. So I woke up this morning and I heard birds chirping outside, which was crazy because it's January and it's really cold for birds, but I heard them chirping outside. I literally forgot what that sounded like. And it reminds me that, you know, that does happen in the spring in like April, May, March, even birds chirp because it can be warm again. I literally forgot about that. And it was such a great little reminder this morning. Another really great thing to celebrate is the fact that I got an ice maker. And this probably doesn't sound that crazy, but let me tell you something. When I moved into the condo that I'm currently living in, I moved in here in 2016. So I'm going into my 5th year of living here. I've been here for 4 years. All these 4 years up until Monday, I have not had ice in this house. Reason being, my fridge has like the ability to make ice, but the filter just doesn't work. Like the water from my fridge and the ice from my fridge taste awful. So I turned them both off like the first 2 weeks. Like we changed the filter and everything. And the only thing that would change the way it tasted is if I got a new fridge. And I'm just like, I don't really need that for ice. So I've just been iceless for the past 4 years. So when I go down to the beach house or I go to my parents' house and they have ice, it's a luxury. Well, it never occurred to me to buy like an external ice machine that you can put on like your counter or something. So the other day I was watching an Emma Chamberlain video as I normally do, and she just was making an iced latte. And I was like, that would just be amazing. Like such a luxury that I don't have because I don't have ice, and I want to be able to do that. In addition, I got to thinking about how I lived without ice all these 4 years. And I think back to like my cold beverages that I would drink. That's why I'm so addicted to like Hydro Flasks and Swells, because they're insulated. So whenever I put cold Brita water in them, they stay cold without needing ice. So that's something to know about me. Another thing to think that now that I think about really grosses me out. I would have iced coffee. And what I mean by that is I would just buy a cold brew and keep it in the fridge. And then I would just pour that into like a mason jar without ice. And thinking about that really makes me think that I am a sociopath. And that just like gives me the ick about myself. Like, I don't know, just straight up coffee in a clear mason jar with no ice. Like that brown liquid must have just looked so weird without ice in it. So I hate thinking about that visual. So I'm really, really glad that I got ice. It's $100 It's $100 ice maker machine that I got on Amazon. All the reviews were great. I really enjoy it. It was so exciting when it made its first batch of ice. I will say it's always going. Like that machine's always kicking. It's not too loud. It's so great. So I got this ice machine and I loved it. But then I was like, what more can I get? I don't know. I went on this kick where I was just like, I need to get everything on Amazon. I don't know what was going on with me, but I was like, I need it all. So I also bought an espresso machine. I don't even drink lattes, man. Like it was never even like a thought in my mind. But I was watching this Emma Chamberlain video and I was like, I absolutely need an iced latte. So I bought this ice maker. I bought an espresso machine. I bought Chamberlain coffee and I bought the almond milk and creamer that Emma uses. And I made her coffee the past 2 days. And let me tell you, it's a great recipe. I'm going to like give some Tori flair to it. And because it's kind of sweet. It's not sweet because like she's a sweetener. It's just sweet from like the creamers. And I kind of like more rich flavors rather than like these sweet notes in creamers or whatever. So I'm going to try it out. But what I'm getting at is I now have an espresso machine where I make iced lattes every morning. And I could not love it more. I think I could make matcha in my espresso machine. I don't see why not, because the coffee, please tell me if I will mess up my machine if I do this. I'm not doing it. I'm a little scared too, but in my head, this works out because like to make a latte with espresso, you just put in ground coffee beans and matcha is just ground tea powder. So it's like the same. I mean, matcha is definitely a much finer consistency than ground coffee beans, but the same concept is there of these are two ground things that then become a concentrate, which then you add like milk to. I don't steam mine or anything, but I'm actually going to talk about all about this in another episode that I have planned out. I'll tell you guys what it is. It's going to be the morning routine of 2021 to set your day up for success. I might be doing that next week. I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes that I'm very excited about planned. One of them was sent to me on Instagram, and that was how to stop comparing yourself to others. And I took that on like a totally cool path of like the universe and like we're all in our different seasons of life. And I'm excited for that one too. And then another one that I have is valuable lessons I've learned that have completely changed my life. So far I have 3, but I want to get up to like 5 to 7. and then I'll make that episode. And then another one that I have, I'm actually going to do with one of my friends, and it's about like hustle culture and burnout culture and like being built different, stuff like that. So all those episodes I have lined up, and I'm very excited for those episodes. If you guys ever have ideas, write them in the Facebook group or DM them to me. Honestly, that's probably the best, is to DM them to me, because things get lost in the Facebook group. I don't check my Instagram a ton, but when I do my rounds on Instagram, I always read my DMs. So just DM me any ideas you guys have. And also check on here too, because I might have done something. So if you like see an episode that you like, but you want like a revamp of, or you want it like more elaborated, let me know that too. So anyway, yeah, I got an ice machine, and that's just been incredible. And one other thing that I want to tell you guys about, because I am a little worried about it. Maybe I should look into it. Maybe I shouldn't look into it. I had a dream last night that I just like ran my hands through my hair, and like a whole half, no, not a half, but like a solid pigtail sized amount of my hair came out with it. And I was holding it, and I was like, oh my God. But I wasn't worried, but I was like, oh my God, I just lost so much hair. It was just a dream, of course, and thank goodness. But I don't know if I should be looking into that, if I should tell my therapist about that. I don't know. It was a little bizarre. But I wanted to tell you guys about it. So I just did. But that's really it. So yeah. Okay, let's get into today's episode, because I think it's a great one and I'm very excited about it. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning, and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for, and then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/manifest. Just go to indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So this episode came about because when the year started, I was not feeling like the motivation that I was looking for. You know, I was feeling very, very blah. I was feeling not at all like motivated, no different. And I honestly wasn't really expecting to feel that different or motivated because of my business, Stride. So Stride Phoenixville opens up, when I'm recording this, it's tomorrow, but when you guys are listening to this on Monday, it opened up 2 days ago on Saturday. So it opened up this past weekend. But before that, I went into this new year with it still being closed because of a mandate from our governor here in Pennsylvania. And I was just not feeling like motivated. And then I started having like this existential crisis where I'm like, I need to realize that I am not my career, and like, I'm not defined by my job and by my career and by what I do. Like, I need to figure out who I am without Stride. And then I got to thinking, well, I'm actually not who I say I am because that's my ego talking, and I'm not my ego. I am, you know, this higher self version of me that I talk about frequently on this podcast. And then I was just sort of like, okay, like, whoa, like, I just woke up a little bit. I was like, okay, whoa, like, let me actually think about this. Then coincidentally, at the exact same time, my best friend, Katie Brennan, sent me a paragraph that I think she got from Tumblr. And I'm going to read it to you guys because it made me feel really good. I was in a spot the other day where I was like, I don't know who I am without Stride, and I need to figure out who I am without Stride. And I think this can be applied to a lot of you guys in the sense of like, we identify with who we associate with most. We identify with what we do the most. Like, if you study law and you're a lawyer, you say, hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm a lawyer. Okay. Like, you're identifying as a lawyer. Or if you have been dating someone for 7 years, you identify as, you know, this person as being like a part of your life. And if they walked out, or if they, you know, went on a year vacation without you, who would you be without them in your life? And that's kind of where I was just like, oh my God, like, who am I? So then Katie sent over this, and I was feeling a little lost and scared. And like, this is like a big thing to like kind of realize and like recognize about yourself. So she wrote me this, or she sent this paragraph, and I really like it. So it says, you can always start again. Clean out your social media, create a new account for your new taste in music, study or work in a new city, start socializing with new people, choose a new signature scent and style, and purge the outdated parts of yourself. If you don't like where you're at, but you don't know what to do about it, try starting again. And that, even though it's so simple, it's like this message of like, do it again, try again, start over, is so refreshing because I think I fall victim to this. So I don't want to project this onto you guys, but I know personally, I definitely fall victim to this is my bed. I have to lay in it. This is the life that I've created. Now I have to live it. But that's just not the case. Like, I'm a blonde right now. If I wanted to go to the hair salon and dye my hair brown, like, I could. If I wanted to go dye it red, I could. If I wanted to shave it off, like, I could. And then I could be a completely different person. If I wanted to stop wearing sweatpants all day and I wanted to start wearing dresses every single day, I could. Like, no one is stopping me from doing these small little changes about myself other than me. Like, no one's ever going to be like, that's weird that you're doing that. Like, why are you reinventing yourself? Like, people only know this version of me because this is the version that I've introduced to people. I can introduce a million different versions of me to the same people in my life. And that's just what it would be because they have to meet the person that I show them. Does this make sense? I want to read another quote that kind of kicked me onto what we're going to talk about today that I really liked. So this one was on Instagram and someone put it on their story right after I read that quote from Katie. This came up on my Instagram stories that someone shared and I was like, wow, okay, this must mean something. Okay. Whatever is showing up in your current experience is meant to be there or it wouldn't be. Stop controlling, open your heart, and begin receiving. Through awareness, acceptance, and a conscious choice to change your perception, you can move from a victim mindset to a victor mindset. Life is happening for you, not to you. Everyone and everything that presents itself to you is useless. Oh my God, not useless. Everyone and everything that presents itself to you is useful, meaningful, and is meant to be. You may feel that you are not attracting everything you want, but find peace in the knowledge that life is presenting you with everything you need. Find the lessons, cherish the blessings, embrace the journey. Everything is your teacher. That was calming because this came at a time that I said, I was like, who am I? What am I doing with my life? But it also came at a time where I was very stressed out. This all came about when there was a lot of like back end stuff just going on in my life. And, you know, I was always stressed out. This led to this, this led to this, that led to that. Like, I was constantly stressed out. As soon as I moved from one stressor, I went right to another one and it was 10 times worse. And when I read this quote, I was like, okay, like, I'm supposed to be thinking about these stressors. I'm supposed to be having a reaction to these stressors because they're trying to teach me something. They're trying to elevate my mindset. They're trying to make me into a better boss, into a better friend, into a better listener. All these things that I'm freaking out about are actually working in my favor. And once I read that quote, then I literally went to my notes app and wrote down, podcast episode, start showing up as your higher self in 2021, because I realized I am settling. I talked about this a little bit in my last episode. I am settling being comfortable where I am in my life, and that's not where I need to be. I wouldn't get to where I am right now if I was just comfortable back when I was 19 being a spin instructor. I wouldn't be where I am now back when I was 14 being comfortable practicing makeup while watching Juicy Star 07 makeup tutorials. I wouldn't be where I am if I kept being comfortable. I wouldn't have dated the people I have if I didn't DM them. I wouldn't have, you know, been... I wouldn't have had this amazing summer down at the beach if I didn't go and call people to get a space. Yes, all that stuff is uncomfortable, but it's what brought me to where I am. And that's the difference. I've gotten comfortable with where I am, what I look like, who I associate with, how I live my day-to-day life, how I present myself. I'm not even at like this level of maintaining where I want to be. I'm a level below that. I'm like at this level of I'm okay just being average and mediocre right now, which is where my higher self and I differ, okay? My higher self would not be okay with me just being mediocre and being comfortable with where I am in my life. Like, I need to continue to be better because that's what I know I'm capable of. And that's what I know my higher self would do. Like, I won't get to where my higher self needs to be by being comfortable. And then that brings me into today's whole episode topic. So let's dive into that. So first of all, let's talk about what your higher self is. So this is a concept of spirituality, manifestation, and it's like an element of both of those. So I obviously talk about that a lot on the show. The show is called Manifest for a Reason. I truly believe in this. I believe in the power of the universe. I believe that everything happens for a reason. And that's where kind of this whole idea comes from. So The higher self, what is the higher self? So essentially the higher self comes from when you disassociate yourself with your ego. So your ego is pretty much how we identify. Yeah, it's the thoughts that we hear every single day in our minds. Your ego is who we associate ourselves with, and we think that our thoughts define us. We think that we are our thoughts, when actually it's the opposite. Our thoughts are a product of our ego that we then identify ourselves with. And that's not really how it works. So for example, when we experience the emotion of anger, we identify as that emotion. We say, I am angry, or I am mad. When we're sad, we identify with that emotion. I am sad. When we're happy, we identify ourselves with that emotion. I am happy. So suddenly our whole identity is shifted from I am Tori, which is just the name of the ego. I am Tori. I am so-and-so. I am whatever, to I am happy. I am an emotion, which just isn't true, because we are not an emotion. We are experiencing an emotion. The same thing goes for our career. Like I said, if you study law, you identify as a lawyer, but you're not a lawyer. I mean, you are, like, you're in your career, you're a lawyer, but you yourself, you're not a lawyer. Does that make sense? If you're in school and you identify as a student, but you're not a student, that's just something that you're experiencing. The ego likes to be labeled, and we as humans also like labels. We like to fit into categories, and that's nothing that we can really, it's human nature to be doing that, to label things, like the ego. My ego's name, Tori. I am Tori. That's my ego speaking. But like, what is my higher self? When you can recognize that your thoughts are just these tangible objects that are presented to your conscious through your unconscious that your ego then talks to you about, you're able to disconnect and you look at life a completely different way. And this takes practice. And this is a journey of learning that truly never stops, that you only get better at. So if this is your first time ever hearing this, I know it might sound like a little overwhelming, maybe a little crazy, maybe you think I'm nuts. That's fine. You can think that. But you do get better at it the more that you practice. And remember, I'm not an expert at this. I'm just someone that enjoys it. And I like to be able to kind of like disassociate my thoughts. I find that whenever I am feeling a little sad, a little depressed, whatever it might be, I remind myself like, okay, this is an emotion that I'm experiencing. And I try and picture the emotion. And then whenever I picture emotions or thoughts, they're like a 3D box in my mind. And then I just kind of pull away from it. And I'm able to look at it as a tangible object rather than a thought that's like engulfing my entire presence. And that's very calming to me. So that's kind of just like an exercise that I do. But if you guys want to learn more about this, which I think you should, because today's episode isn't like an intro into manifestation and higher self, it's how to live as your higher self. These are some books and podcasts that I recommend you guys listening to and reading. And also I have a couple other things that will help you. So the first book that I recommend you guys read, this is also a podcast if you want to listen to it, is A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. This is completely the book that it's like, I don't want to say it's like the Bible of spirituality, but like it really wakes you up. And it's a really, really great book. So I would recommend that above all else. So A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. Another book that I recommend you guys read is The Alchemist. A lot of you guys might have read this in school. I actually had to read this in school and I like didn't really read it. But then I started seeing this be talked about a lot when it comes to spirituality, and I was like, okay, I'm going to reread it. And it's a great book. So definitely recommend The Alchemist. For podcast, I recommend the Think Positive Daily Affirmations podcast. It's like a minute every day. It gives you affirmations that you write down. This really will help you with manifestation. Another podcast is the Yoga Girl Daily podcast. Again, it's like 5 to 7 minutes every day. It just kind of brings you awareness to your breath, and that helps you in your practice of manifestation. And the last one are two episodes that I want you guys to listen to. And it's by the 10% Happier podcast. And the first one is called You Are Not Your Thoughts. That's an amazing episode. And the second one is You Don't Exist, But Actually You Do. That's another amazing episode. Both of them kind of correlate to what I'm talking about today. And I think that they will help you. But before you guys do anything, I definitely recommend to either get the audiobook, read the book, or listen to the podcast of A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. Reading the book is honestly going to help you if you read the book and listen to the podcast. They break it down by chapter, him and Oprah. It's really, really a great book. Definitely recommend. So in addition to those pieces of content for spirituality manifestation, I also recommend to do these simple things. Number one is yoga. Go to a yoga class. A lot of times it's tied into yoga, the breathing, the breath work, the meditations, the poses, it's all kind of rooted in spirituality. So I think it's very eye-opening, it's very refreshing, and it's a simple way to incorporate a light introduction of this mindset into a workout. So yoga, I love. Second thing is to meditate. And if meditation seems like a really big daunting task, I definitely recommend to get the Calm app. This is not sponsored, but I love the Calm app. And I find that the easiest time for me to meditate is actually when I'm going to bed. Part of meditation, I know a lot of people think that like, oh, if I'm going to meditate, I need to do it at a time where my thoughts aren't rampant. The practice of meditation isn't the absence of thoughts. It's the practice to go around your thoughts. It's the practice to not give power to your thoughts. It's the practice of simply observing your thoughts. So you're never going to meditate for the first, 6 months and not have thoughts go through your mind. But you are practicing and strengthening this muscle of, okay, I have thoughts, I'm experiencing them, but I'm just going to let them go. And that's really, really powerful. So in meditation, it's not necessarily the fear that you should be worried about of being alone with your thoughts, but more so strengthening your mind to observe your thoughts, which I think is really, really powerful. It also goes into breath work, which brings me to my next one, which is to breathe intentionally. When you breathe intentionally, a lot of people get like an overwhelming sensation from it. A lot of people that are like recovering drug addicts love to meditate and love to do breath work because it gives them this feeling of an out-of-body experience that they used to experience like with drugs. Not saying you're going to feel like you're tripping, because I've personally never felt like that just from intentional breath work. But it definitely does give you the sense of gratitude, the sense of grounding, and it can really bring on an amazing euphoric feeling. And it's crazy because we do it all day, every day. We breathe every single day, all day, of course, and we don't really think about it. It's just something that we do. It's something that keeps us alive. It's an unconscious act, but when you make that unconscious act something so conscious that you really focus on, it does like give you this amazing feeling. So breathe intentionally in conjunction with meditations is amazing. The next tip that I have is to go on walks. You can go on walks listening to uplifting podcasts or uplifting playlists, or you can actually do it while you're listening to like maybe some Calm app meditations. Walking is just a really great way to get your heart rate up, to start breathing intentionally, and to kind of get your thoughts moving, and to just be grounded and centered with yourself. I think it's just a really, really great exercise, and it's something that's free. And you know, if you go outside and it's cold outside, it's very you feel very grateful to go back inside of your warm house afterwards. It's just amazing, and I think walking is very underrated when it comes to like spirituality. But I actually think it's like as equivalent to me as yoga. It's amazing. So yeah, those are just some tips that I have to practice spirituality. If you're new, if you want to get into it, or even if you've just been doing this for a while and you like need a refresher, these are my tips. Okay, so now that we have all of these things of what is spirituality, what is higher self, what is manifestation, how do we live your current life, your 2021 life as your higher self? So remember, your higher self is this version of you that you want to reach through manifestation. So you reach this higher version of yourself by manifesting this person into your life. And when I keep saying this person, it's you. And I think that people get stressed out when we think like, okay, so I have to be this version of myself in 5 years. And then we worry about, well, how am I going to get to be this person in 5 years? How am I going to, you know, make enough money to live this life? How am I going to look this certain way? How am I going to lose this weight? How am I going to meet the love of my life? How am I going to get these many dogs? How am I going to, all these sorts of things. Then we start to stress out about the how of our life rather than just focusing on the manifesting of that, the believing of that. The best way to practice manifestation is to talk what you want to happen in your life into your current day existence. So for example, I'll read you guys my affirmations that I got from the affirmation podcast that I just told you guys about, the Think Positive Daily Affirmations. So let me read you guys them. And then this is honestly just an example of manifestation. So on Wednesday the 6th, the affirmations were, being happy comes easy to me. Happiness is my second nature. My energy becomes my reality. What I focus on, I manifest. And so all of that is around the idea of being happy, right? But it's not writing out, I want to be happy, because that's just sending a wish into the universe. It hears, I want to be, but it's never hearing, I am. You know what I mean? So it's always putting this thought of being happy into the future rather than speaking it into the present moment existence. So do you hear what the difference is of I want to be happy rather than being happy comes easy to me? What the affirmation of being happy comes easy to me is saying to the universe is that number one, I'm happy in this very moment. I'm presently happy and I'm actively in the emotion of happiness with the phrase being happy. And then the end of it comes easy to me. Being happy comes easy to me. That's saying it's effortless for me to feel an abundance of happiness. And I am an abundance of happiness all the time. Being happy comes easy to me. The second one is happiness is my second nature. So it's saying, you know, in addition to just living like my day-to-day life, that I'm experiencing right now, I'm always happy because it just comes with my life. So that whole idea of Wednesday's affirmations were about happiness. Let me read you what yesterday's were. So yesterday's were, I am aligned with the energy of abundance. Today, I am brimming with energy and overflowing with joy. So this idea yesterday was about energy and abundance. Yeah. So I am aligned with the energy of abundance. What this means is today I'm living my life day to day, aligning with the energy of abundance. It's speaking abundance into my present day, into the moment of right now. And that's how manifestation works. It's not saying, you know, money, I need money, so I will have $1 million by December 31st, 2021. Rather, that's a great goal, but you see what that manifestation is? It's putting the $1 million on December 31st, 2021 into the future. I will have, no, it's money comes easily and frequently to me in abundance. That's speaking it into right now. And I'm not kidding. When I do that exact manifestation, if money's getting tight, or if I feel like I know I've been making more money in the past, or if I just want more money in general, I say that and I'm not kidding. I'll get emails for brand deals. I'll get money like put into my bank account that I didn't even remember I was supposed to be getting. Like, you really do speak things into the universe and the universe is listening to you. That's why you have to be so intentional with what you say to the universe, because I'm not kidding, it is always listening. So to get into this higher self version of you, what I want you to do is, this is an exercise that I talk about a lot. I talked about it on this episode. I talked about it on Happy Hour Podcast with Gretchen. This is an exercise that we do a lot here. And I want to remind you guys that this exercise, you can do a million times over. You can rewrite this every single day if you want to be a new version of yourself. It doesn't matter, because the ideal version of yourself, the higher version of you, is going to change as your interests change, as your love life changes, whatever it might be. Like, you can change and that's okay. Like, you don't have to live to this ideal version of you that you think you need to be living to. This can change a million times. So what I want you to do, whether it's today, whether it's sometime this week, maybe it's this weekend, you get together with your friends, you figure something out, whatever it might be. I want you to sit down and I want you to put on a playlist that's very inspiring to you. And I want you to light a candle and I want you to bring out a notepad and I want you to write down the life that you want to live. There's no time frame. This doesn't have to be in a year. This doesn't have to be in 5 years. It doesn't have to be in 10 years. Don't give yourself a time frame because, again, once you give yourself that 5-year plan, that's what you focus on, the plan. And we get worried of, well, I don't know how I'm going to hit these mile markers. It doesn't matter about the how. You have to believe it, okay? And it's easier to believe it when you don't have a tangible time, when you don't have a deadline staring at you in the face. So leave this to open interpretation. Whenever it happens, it happens. That's you trusting the universe. Sometimes if you put a 5-year plan on it, you put a 10-year time cap on it, you're working against the universe's intentions. Some of the most successful people in the world don't get successful until they're 47, 48, 49. I think when you're in your 20s, and when you reach like 24, 25, if you don't have your life figured out, we panic. Yeah, it's normal to panic. It's normal to think like, oh my God, this person has their life together, but I don't have mine together. I must be doing something wrong. No, no, no. We're all in different seasons of life. Your higher self version that you write down on this piece of paper will come to you when you are ready for it. It will come to you when the universe is ready to give it to you. You have to practice patience with this, okay? So don't give a time cap on it and just write down everything, everything. Write down where you're living. If you don't know the city, you don't know the state, you don't know where in the world, what does it look like, okay? What's the temperature? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? How long are the days? What time are you waking up? What sheets are you waking up in? Who are you waking up next to, if anyone? Is it a dog? Is it a cat? Are you alone? Is it a husband? Is it a girlfriend? Is it a boyfriend? Is it kids? How many kids? What are their names? What do they look like? What does your significant other look like? What do you do for a living? Do you like what you're doing? How did you get there? How much money do you make? What's your morning routine? What does your husband do for a living? How did he get there? How did you guys meet? How old are your kids? What are their names? In the morning, what time are you waking up? Do you have coffee being made? What does it smell like? Are you making matcha? Are you making green juice? Are you drinking celery juice? Does your alarm clock go off? Are you woken up by the sun? Or do you want to wake up at night? Do you prefer the nighttime more than the nighttime, or the nighttime more than the daytime? What music are you listening to? What's your career? Tell me about it. Tell me every single thing about it. Are you happy? Tell me about that feeling. Give me every single thing. What do you eat for breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, snacks, your cheat meals? Where do you go on dates? What music do you listen to? What do you look like? What color is your hair? How long is your hair? How short is your hair? What do you look like? What clothes are you wearing? What color clothes are you wearing? Where do you shop? And if that store doesn't exist, tell me about it. What kind of store do you want to be shopping at? What kind of workouts do you do? Are you running? Are you walking? Are you doing CrossFit? Are you really, really strong? Do you do yoga every single day? Are you a yoga instructor? What do you do for fun? Do you do it alone? Are you with friends? Tell me about your friends. What are they doing? What are their jobs? What are their careers? What are their fun hobbies? What are their pastimes? What are their husbands doing? Are they married? Do they have kids? Are they the cool aunt and uncle? Tell me about your inner circle. What do you guys do together? Do you have weekly wine nights? What wine do you drink? What music is playing throughout the house? Do you have a candle lit? What's a candle? I want you to be so specific that you think you're being too damn specific, because you can never be too specific. I want you to tell me how your higher self feels. Are you proud? Are you accomplished? Are you driven? Are you happy? Are you fulfilled? Why? Are you fulfilled because you got this job that you wanted? Are you fulfilled because you make a certain amount of money? Are you fulfilled because you get to see your parents 5 times a week? Are you fulfilled because you have kids of your own? Tell me every single detail. Then, once you have this version of your higher self written down in front of you and ingrained in your mind, I want you to remember this. I want you to keep this, and I want you to speak this version of yourself into existence. Here's where we go wrong a lot of the time. We think that our higher self is this unattainable version of ourselves, and that's not true. Yes, this is the ideal version of ourselves. It's the idealistic version that we aspire to be, that makes the money we want, that has the career we want, that has the husband we want, that has the lifestyle we want, that has the house, that has the car, that has everything that we want. But we think this is so unattainable. It's not unattainable. Here's what you need to do today to speak this version of yourself. Because remember, this is you. This is yourself. You have to speak this version of yourself into existence today. And this is how you do it. You look at what you have to do today. So let's go through my day. Right now, it's 8:55 in the morning. At 10 a.m., I have my first meeting. So as soon as I'm done this podcast, I'm going to drink some water, I'm going to shower, and I'm going to get ready. And then I'm going to go. I have that meeting at 10. Then I have another meeting at noon. And then I have another meeting at 1:30. And then I'm going to get my nails done at 2:30. And then I'm going to come home and shower at about 4 o'clock. And I'm going to self-tan because Stride's opening up tomorrow. So I want to look super cute. And then I'm going to go to a dinner tonight. That's my day that I'm currently living. And I am not my higher self right now. I am not the version of myself that I want to be. But I'm going to live today as if I am my higher self, as if that version of me is alive in me right now, that she's simply looking back on herself at 22 years old and living her life. So typically what I would do is I would probably, when I'm done this podcast, drink water, take a shower, not put on makeup, not really do my hair, and put on probably sweatshirt, leggings, probably like AF1s, and I'd go to the meeting just like that because I don't really need to like put that much effort into myself. My higher self, however, is going to put effort into her appearance. So I need to do that. So instead of just doing what I would normally do, I'm going to do what my higher self would do, which means I'm going to put on a little bit of makeup. I'm going to put on an outfit that makes me feel comfy, casual, but confident. And I'm going to wear my new black puffer that I got yesterday that I want to wear, goddammit, because that's what my higher self would do. So I'm going to do that. When I go to the meeting, I'm going to be the businesswoman that I aspire to be. I'm going to be dominant. I'm going to be in charge. I'm going to speak my mind, but I'm going to be friendly and I'm going to listen and I'm going to be compassionate because that's what my higher self is like. So I'm going to live my day today as that. Then when I go to my second meeting, I'm going to speak eloquently and I'm going to enunciate my words and I'm going to be a powerhouse. I'm going to be in charge, but I'm going to be inviting and I'm going to be welcoming and I'm going to be friendly because that's how my higher self is. When I have my other meeting at 1:30, I'm going to be a good listener. When I go get my nails done, I'm going to speak up when they do something that I don't like on my nails. Okay. I'm going to go in and I'm going to ask for exactly what I want. And if it's not what I want, I'm going to kindly say, oh, can I change the shape of it to a little bit more coffin rather than square? When I come home to shower, I'm going to light a candle. I'm going to put on music and I'm going to exfoliate my body because that's what my higher self would do. When I go to dinner tonight, I'm going to wear an outfit that I love, that I feel confident in. I'm not going to wear sweatpants. I'm not going to wear a sweatshirt. I'm not going to wear leggings. I'm going to wear jeans, goddammit. And I'm going to wear heels because my higher self would be wearing heels. And then we rinse and repeat and we do it tomorrow. You need to start showing up today as that version of yourself that you wrote down. Just because you're not living the lifestyle that your higher self is living, just because you're not driving the car, you're not in the house, you're not with the people, you're not doing whatever, you still have the opportunity to show up as that version of yourself. And I think that is more valuable and more important than having the materialistic things and having the lifestyle, because this is the foundation of your higher self. All of these amazing accessories that you want to your life will come in due time when you're ready for it. But you can start practicing this version of you right now. As soon as you are done listening to this podcast, not even when you're done, the higher version of you would finish out this podcast. You finishing out this podcast is you living as your higher self. And that, my friends, is how in 2021, we are going to start showing up as our higher self. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, like I said, I'm no expert, but this is a topic that I'm very passionate about and that I really think changes lives. So I'm very happy to spread the word of manifestation, higher self, spirituality, all that sort of things. And definitely do your own research. Definitely make these ideas and conclusions up on your own, because just because I say something doesn't mean that you have to believe what I say. It doesn't mean that you have to follow everything that I say. Spirituality really is customized to every single person, and it's really special that way. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope you have a wonderful Monday, and I will talk to you guys next Monday. If you guys want to follow along in the Facebook group, it is Manifest with Tori DeSimone, and my Instagram is at @ToriSterling_. Thank you guys. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day. Happy Manifest Monday.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.